morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. We're talking some Packers football today. It's the offseason. To do so, we have a very special guest joining us this morning. We have him on the line right away to kick off the show. We have Packers linebacker Desmond Moses joining us. Mr. Moses, how's your off season going?
It's going great, man. I'm, you know, staying in shape, trying to improve my game, get ready for a big year.
Well, everybody here hopes you have a big year, but let's talk about some of these off-season things. You know, just last week, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you attended a bowl-a-thon fundraiser to benefit the Down Syndrome Association of Wisconsin. How did that go?
Really good. That was partnered with, My Future Foundation. We're going to do another event later on this season, but it was a great event. I got to meet some great young people, and bowl and have some fun, and, I got a chance to meet some really nice people, and they made my day.
What's the upcoming event? Do you have any details yet, or are those still yet to be released?
Well, I'm having a signing on April 27th at the Green and Gold Zone.
Okay.
That's in West Allis, Wisconsin, and the proceeds will go towards my foundation. And also in the future, I'm having a black tie event. With some of my teammates. So I'll keep everybody posted on my Twitter, which is Desmond M, at Desmond M. So, you guys can follow up and, come and support my calls.
Very good. We will do that. Let's talk a little football here, though, Desmond. Can you reflect a little bit for us on your first season in the NFL and how you feel things went?
Oh, it was an unbelievable year. I got an opportunity to come in and, help the Green Bay Packers and, I'm very fortunate to have that opportunity, and I had a solid year, definitely something to build on. We obviously didn't go as far as we wanted to, but, individually and as a team, we have room for growth, and, we're excited about coming in and, working hard this offseason and, trying to get better and, achieve the ultimate goal.
You made the team as an undrafted rookie. Now, did you ever think you'd be able to do as well as you did, considering the odds you had to overcome?
I really didn't, try to think ahead. I took it one day at a time. I have a lot of faith in God and in my abilities. So, I just try to work hard and do my part and, I let things fall how they may. Fortunately for me, everything worked out, great, and I got a chance to play and, start a few games and help my team. And, I'm going to compete this offseason and, try to do the same.
We're being joined by Packers linebacker Desmond Moses here on Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. And Desmond, you carved out a role last season in the Packers. They call it, I think, the bat package that gets an extra linebacker on the field. How did you like that defense?
I liked it, man. We get a chance to get three outside linebackers out there, so we get an extra rusher, do some different things and, try to confuse quarterbacks because those guys are so smart. They can, if they know what you're throwing at them, then it's easy for them to dissect you. So, it was just another scheme, Coach Dom Capers put in and, allowed us to, make some plays and, be a distraction and be in the backfield, to try to give the DBs a little more time. It was a fun package, though. I really enjoyed it.
Kind of looking at the future here, Eric Walden left in free agency. The Packers have yet to re-sign Frank Zombo. These are guys that play your position at outside linebacker. Was there any talk at the end of the year, perhaps in your exit interview, the role you might play next year in 2013? Or the role you'd like to play?
Well, we didn't speak too much about it. Some things, obviously, you got to keep confidential. But we, we discussed last year and, the things I can improve for next year. And that's really what I've been focused on this offseason, just trying to improve any areas where I feel like I can become a better player. Green Bay gave me a great opportunity and they were happy with some of my play. But at the same time, as a competitor, you always want to improve and be better. You don't want to plateau at all. I'm just getting started, so I feel like I have a lot of room for growth. and whatever my role is for next year, I'll definitely be ready for it and try to do it at a very high level.
What are those areas? What are you working on this off season?
Just, you know, small things, flexibility, you know, explosive movements, more pass rush things, you know, just trying to really fine tune my game. And that comes from, like I said, from year to year, development and getting experience to be out there, you know. So that was a great opportunity for me last year, getting a lot of playing time, you know, seeing what the National Football League is all about and being able to prepare better for it this year.
The NFL draft is coming soon. It's inevitable that the Packers add depth at outside linebacker at some point, either during the draft or after it. How do you view the competition that the Packers will be bringing in? And you know, it's nothing new this year. They would do it any year.
Right. Yeah, well, like I said, we don't know who's, you know, being brought in or drafted or, you know, whatever the case is. But, you know, this is the National Football League, and, you know, whatever position you're at, whatever team you're on, you're going to be expected to compete. So I'm excited about that. Whoever's there, you know, we'll develop. And our room is, you know, like a brotherhood. You know, we compete a lot, but at the same time, you know, we cheer each other on and we encourage each other. We got a great coach in Kevin Green, and that's the type of atmosphere he creates in our, you know, in our classroom. So, you know, we're all like brothers and we cheer each other on. And, you know, whoever comes in, you know, we'll be excited about it and we'll try to compete and get better as a team.
I got one last question for you here, and as a member of the Packers coverage units, what's your opinion of the Green Bay special teams, how they performed last year, and where you're headed?
Yeah, I mean, last year was a very exciting year on special teams. We did a number of different things. You know, we spent a lot of time on special teams in meetings and at practice. So, you know, when we got out in the game, you know, Coach Slow gave us a chance to do some different things that most teams don't generally do. You know, myself personally, I got a chance to score a touchdown on special teams, you know, recover another fumble. So it's just, you know, it's fun being out there, especially when you got a unit who's very passionate about special teams. And, you know, we took pride in playing special teams and being very good at it. You know, and it helped us win some games this year. So, you know, I can't say enough about the special teams unit.
What was that like, scoring the touchdown? That had to be an absolute thrill for you.
It was unbelievable. Like I said, I hadn't scored since high school. So for me, you know, being able to score in Lambeau Field was a much bigger stage than high school, obviously, you know, and having a chance to Lambeau leap, it was unbelievable. You know, I seen some of the pictures afterwards, and it was a surreal moment for me. So, I definitely enjoyed that.
Well, Desmond, we hope you get to do the Lambeau Leak many more times over the course of your career. So thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. And everybody here at Cheesehead TV wishes you the best of luck in 2013.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
All right. Take care. Packers linebacker Desmond Moses joining us here on Railbird Central this morning here at Cheesehead TV. Great to have a Packer joining us on the show. You know, we got to do this more often, don't we? We got to have some players on the show. So I'll continue to work on that. But thanks to you, the listener, for joining in here too. So we appreciate you joining in. Unfortunately, our comments are not being approved on the live blog, but we do have the Twitter widget underneath the broadcast player. So feel free to use that if you want to chime in here. You just got to use social media to do so. And we're going to continue our discussion of the Packers here as we go along. You know, the big news yesterday, you know, I don't know how big it was actually, but, you know, of course it gains attention just because it's the off season. There's nothing else going on. You know, Adam Schefter of ESPN reports yesterday that the Packers are getting near a deal with quarterback Aaron Rodgers that'll make him the NFL's highest paid player. Yeah, and we've been talking about this forever here. It seems like during the off season we got very, you know, else to talk about. We're not analyzing games, previewing them, you know, stuff like that. So you worry about these off season things like contracts and Aaron Rodgers. Of course, we know he's, you know, got 2 years left on his deal. We know he's underpaid compared to other players in the NFL. We know he's going to get this deal. It's just a matter of when. And apparently it's close to happening. Now, close is a relative term. That could mean it's going to be announced like during the show here, for all we know, or perhaps on the other hand, it could be done 2 weeks, maybe a little before the NFL draft. Hard to tell at this point. So, we just sit here and wait. But I mean, obviously, this will be big news. And after the report from Adam Schefter of ESPN, there was a blog post at JS Online posted by Tom Silverstein saying the Packers are not only near a deal with Aaron Rodgers, they're near a deal with Clay Matthews too. And of course, you know, Clay Matthews only has 1 year left on his contract as opposed to the two for Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, conceivably, he's almost maybe a bigger priority. But, I'll throw this out there, kind of an interesting question. Do you think perhaps that these two deals, potential deals, contract extensions with Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews will be announced at the exact same time? Do you think that's a possibility? Like, it's just going to be a frenzy, you know, all at once. The Packers have agreed to long-term contract extensions with quarterback Aaron Rodgers and linebacker Clay Matthews. That makes Aaron Rodgers the highest paid player in the NFL and Clay Matthews the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. Nah, I'm speculating myself, but, you know, they're going to be in that neighborhood, you know, whether they are the largest for their respective units, offense and defense. But, they're going to approach that. And it's a good thing the Packers have a lot of room underneath the salary cap. I think, you know, last I saw, they had the sixth most space under the salary cap. So, a lot of that money is going to be gobbled up very, very quickly with extensions to Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, and the rookie draft class as well. You know, it usually, what do they estimate? About $5 million it's going to take to, you know, get the entire rookie class under the cap. So there's that to consider. Think about here, one of the talking points here during the offseason that, the things that have gone on the past few days here at Railbird Central and the world of the Green Bay Packers. So we continue to talk about that, analyze that, and until it happens, I don't know what more I can say about the topic. You know, we just sit here and wait. It's interesting that, there's all of a sudden you see if you follow social media, if you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, you saw during free agency people complain that the Packers aren't signing any free agents. They're not staying competitive. The rest of the league's getting better and the Packers are getting worse, or so the line of thinking goes. And now you hear about these deals, potential deals, inevitable deals with Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews. And now you see pockets of people complaining, well, Aaron Rodgers is going to be the highest paid player in the history of the NFL. And Clay Matthews possibly the highest paid defensive player. They're giving too much money. How are the Packers going to have any money to sign anybody else? It's just it's a catch-22, isn't it? You can't win. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's tough being Ted Thompson, isn't it? All the flack he gets from all ends. Now, I don't want to say that these complaints are coming from the exact same people out there, but, you know, just following social media, I see them. And, sorry for those who believe that the Packers will be spending too much money on Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews. You know, you just got to grin and bear it. I mean, obviously, I think Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews realize, you know, that if the team wants to stay competitive, there's got to be some room for them to sign other free agents and other players and things like that. not just free agents, but extending the contracts of players currently on the roster, not only this year, but in years to come. And, you know, I think especially with, them having the same agent, David Dunn, right? And BJ Raji, too. That it's going to be a case where, you know, I think a lot of the money in their contracts will be put in different years. Like, say, with Clay Matthews, maybe his is front-loaded this year. They put the most money into his contract right now, and then in future years, it's, you know, still a lot, but not maybe quite as much, or at least the salary cap hit is not quite as much. And then for Aaron Rodgers, maybe, you know, he gets a nice little raise this year, but then is the highest amount of money is put into future years. And you know, the one thing to kind of keep in the back of your brain, in the back of your mind, is that supposedly, you know, in 2015, the NFL salary cap is going to get a little bit bigger. It's stayed flat here ever since, you know, they've come up with the new CBA in what was that, 2011, 2012, 2013, basically staying flat. I mean, they got what, they added about $3 million roughly to this year's salary cap. But, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of room to give players big time raises because there's, you know, even in the NFL, it hasn't been rising with the cost of inflation, really. It's just staying flat. Not that there's a whole lot of inflation in the U.S. these days, but still, the Packers, you know, going to have to play the salary cap game a little bit, and I think you'll see their contract structured. So there's a little bit of flexibility. And you know, it's just going to be incumbent upon the Packers to play the draft and develop game. You know, they're going to have to continue to stay young, get their best players through the draft, and continue to develop them as best they can. Hang on to the players as best they can that are the best help to the team for a reasonable amount of money. And end up, you know, when players are late in their careers, the Packers are going to have to trim the fat. I mean, it happened with Charles Woodson this year. Happened with Jeff Saturday. He retired, but, you know, probably would have been cut if he didn't retire. We could talk about these guys, and the Packers got to make room. Unfortunately, it's sad to see a guy like Charles Woodson go, who's been such a good player, you know, not only for the Packers, but, you know, the entire NFL, if you think about his days back with the Raiders and just how good of a player he was and how good of an ambassador he was for Green Bay. It's sad, but it's a young man's game. That's the way it is. You know, if you got to know that if you're going to play football going into it, that's the way it works. You can't take the sour grapes attitude that you're entitled to anything. You're not, I mean, as we've seen, I mean, Charles Woodson's been on the free agent market now for how long? Are we going on 2 months with Charles Woodson? And he's gotten very little interest. You know, what the San Francisco 49ers brought him in once and they talked to him, worked him out. I don't know, but they haven't offered him a contract. There's just no entitlement there in the NFL. And I don't think you can expect that as a football player, you know? You got to get it while the getting's good. That's what Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews will be doing right now. You know, they're getting theirs because they know in a couple years, who knows, they have an injury and their career could be done. And then they have no chance to sign another contract. And again, that's just speculation on my part, but that's the way they have to approach things, right? I don't think you can approach it any other way. Now you can sit here and point to Tom Brady of the Patriots and how the pay cut he took or the contract extension he did that, you know, is not paying him anywhere in the neighborhood of the top quarterbacks. Well, now that situation is quite different. because Tom Brady already got his, you know, way back when. You know, years ago, he signed a very lucrative contract. And maybe the next contract, not this upcoming one Aaron Rodgers signs, but maybe the next one down the road, well, maybe then he gives the Packers a break. But, I mean, we're talking 5-6 years down the road here. And who really knows what's happening 5-6 years down the road? And, you know, something I always wonder, too, with Tom Brady is it really does help to have a wife named Giselle and how much money she makes. That's a lot of coin coming into that family. You know, how much she probably makes just about as much as Tom, right? I don't know that for sure, but she's making multi-millions, I imagine, every year as a model. So a little bit easier on the family there, you know, when you're making that kind of money. So yeah, when you compare Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, that's comparing apples and oranges. It's not, they're not equal. You can't really say that. but anyway. Getting near the NFL draft time here. Where do the Packers go? You know, we had Sigmund Bloom on the show on Monday, and we talked a lot about the tight ends and the future of that position in Green Bay. Michael Finley only has 1 year left on his contract. So what do the Packers do? I guess talking about the first round here, you know, I'm not very hopeful that the first round is going to fall the way fans want it to in Green Bay. I think, you know, continuing our discussion on tight ends, I think Tyler Eifert is going to be off the board by the time the Packers pick. Again, just my opinion. Certainly things go, you know, opposite from my opinion a lot of times. But I think he'll be gone. I think the best safeties on the board, Kenny Vaccaro and Jonathan Cyprin, are going to be gone by the time the Packers come in the first round. And those are like three of my top targets, three of the guys I hope the Pack would be there when the Packers choose. But I don't think they will. I think the best offensive and defensive linemen are going to be gone. Guys like Sheldon Richardson of Missouri, I don't think he's going to be there. I would love him if he were around. I don't think he's going to be. The guard, Jonathan Cooper from North Carolina, and of course Chance Warmack from Alabama, I think those guys will be off the board, even though they're guards and the Packers don't really need a guard. There's some kind of thought that Jonathan Cooper could possibly be a center. But so all these guys going to be off the board by the time the Packers choose, and who do they take? Who do they take then? You know, I kind of alluded to this a little bit in a post yesterday at Cheesehead TV. If you read our 7-round mock draft, you know, post, that, you know, I would certainly be in favor if things happen as I expect they do, that maybe the Packers trade down in this draft. Now, of course, with trades, you always got to remember, though, that it takes two to tango. Just because the Packers want to trade down doesn't necessarily mean they'll find a partner that wants to trade up. I mean, there are other teams in the NFL going to realize this, too. Oh, the best players are gone. There's nobody we really want at that spot. We're not going to trade up. So it is a tough situation. You know, not necessarily an enviable one. So what do the Packers do if they got to stay? Who do you take? You know, in our mock draft exercise, we ended up taking defensive lineman Jesse Williams from Alabama. I've gone into this before. I didn't necessarily agree with that. I like Jesse Williams as a run stuffer, but I don't see him as a guy you need to spend a first-round draft choice on to get that. You know, do you go with Eddie Lacy? There's a decent chance that the number one running back on the board, whether Eddie Lacy or whoever you think it is, You know, the Packers could get their choice of any running back they want in the first round. Do you go that direction in round one? I tend to think that maybe you should. You know, and perhaps if I had my druthers, even though it's possible Jonathan Cyprian, Cyprin might be off the board, Kenny Vaccaro might be off the board at safety, maybe the Packers perhaps reach a little bit. I don't even know if it's reaching, but, you know, to some people it might be, but maybe you go with Eric Reed of LSU in the first round then. Take the third safety off the board. Kind of unexpected, right? Three safeties going in the first round. But I think the guy's good and he could be a potential starter. So why not grab him? Why not go after him? You know, you could have your arguments about who the third best safety is in this year's draft class. Some people might be, you know, advocating for Matt Elam of Florida, some for DJ Swearinger of South Carolina, and I can see that. I like those guys, but I have them behind Eric Reed. I think Eric Reed has the height. He's got the height advantage over them, but he's still got the athleticism. You know, he's still a good athlete with the height. And maybe he's not quite the tackler those guys are, but I think the coverage skills are there with Eric Reed. I think that almost takes precedence over tackling ability. And not to say Eric Reed's a bad tackler. He's just not the loaded missile that guys like Matt Elam and DJ Swearinger are. So, you know, it's interesting to see how the board is going to fall to the Packers in the first round. You know, who will still be on the board? You know, there's guys I'm just hoping are going to slip through the cracks a little bit. But they're probably not. Probably not. I would love Sheldon Richardson to slip through the cracks all the way to the Packers at number 6. Can't see that happening. Heck, the Minnesota Vikings might grab him. The Minnesota Vikings, the division rival, the team right to the west of Wisconsin, has two choices in front of the Green Bay Packers, two out of the three immediately preceding the Packers. So the Packers select at 26, and the Vikings, if I'm correct, have the picks 23 and 25. So there's the division rival, you know, potentially foiling your plans right in front of you. it's kind of a little bit of a stretch to think that, you know, that their whole purpose is to foil the plan of the Packers. I mean, somebody's got a draft in front of you, but it just is a little bit hard to swallow when it's the division rival that does it, I guess. You know, I don't think they're setting out to, you know, spoil the Packers' draft plans, but it's the way it might work out anyway, right? Those darn Vikings. Greg Jennings, a member of the Vikings now. Just doesn't seem right, does it? Man, it doesn't seem like that long ago that Greg Jennings came to Green Bay. 2006, the first year. I started blogging in 2005. I've been blogging longer than Greg Jennings was a member of the Packers. Wow. Hard to believe. Hard to believe how time flies. But anyway, I apologize this morning, folks, that we aren't approving comments here at Railbird Central. It just didn't work out today. I can't approve comments and do the show at the same time. Jamie had other commitments this morning, but we appreciate you staying on the line here, listening to the show anyway, and it sure was great to have Packers linebacker Desmond Moses joining us this morning. Like I said, I'm going to try to continue to have more guests on the show, Packers guests. I'll work on it going forward here, but thanks for joining us here on a Friday morning here at Railbird Central. We'll be back again on Monday. I hope everybody has a good weekend. Continue to watch some basketball, some NCAA tournament stuff going on, and we'll see. Who knows? Could hear an announcement here any time about Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews signing long-term contract extensions. So, but anyway, I leave you today, folks, with a song called All Inside by Kyle Hollingsworth on Psy Fidelity Records. We'll see you later, everyone. Go Pack Go.